T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On 98.9 WORD, heard in 26 counties. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so, yes, we have awoken much bigger and better than we were at this time yesterday. If you'll notice, I am wearing the same clothes as yesterday on the Rumble stream. Rumble.com is, it's on Rumble.com. My name, Tara Servatius, all one word. Yes, the same cap, the same shirt. I did wash it, okay, for the record.
I would have never thought that you would not have.
Well, I did. I just have to clarify. Yeah, I did. Just because to kind of celebrate, but also so folks have a place to go to look up. Wait, what was it? Where on the FM dial again? Where's my, what happened to my show? Yeah, 98.9. So we are no longer 106.3. We are 98.9. And we are no longer, 25,000 watts. We are 100,000 watts. So that means we have doubled the size of the potential audience that we can reach population-wise. So I'm looking forward to the ratings catching up with that. We were already dominating the ratings, and we had not even, we weren't even heard in the whole listening area. So this station has been the little station that could. Now it's a big station that can. So I'm super excited about this. This really is a historic couple of days in this station's history. So a lot of people kind of remarking on that. One guy sent me a picture yesterday, and it got, I don't know why people went so nuts for this, but I put it up on Facebook. It was a picture. Alan, one of our listeners who's been listening since the time of Russ Castle, he won a t-shirt from Russ Castle. Yeah. Did you see it?
Yes, he said, I saw that. He said that to me too, yeah.
Yes, 9:10 a.m.
Well, it was 13:30 in Greenville and 9:10 in Spartanburg.
Yeah. And that's what the shirt said. Yeah. And the shirt was over 20 years old. He said his wife keeps wanting to throw it out because it's so old. But we were still WRD at that time. So really cool that he sent me that and people went nuts for it because they actually remembered the old logo. That's how long the station's been around. So super exciting to see it really come into its own in this era in the 8 years I've been here. I'm really excited about that. So new era, very exciting. And we're here. So what you need to do, what we need to ask you for is, of course, we don't have an advertising budget. But, we are a form of media. So
like Fauci of science, we are advertising.
We are advertising. That's it. So what we need you to do is to tell your friends, your family members, your social media friends, hey, listen, you've got great talk radio now in Hendersonville and Asheville. In those counties that are, right over the North Carolina border, and we're really heard all the way to the Charlotte line. My dad was driving around Charlotte yesterday, 98.9 loud and clear. So I don't know if that's going to be every day, might have cloudy day or something like that. It doesn't work that well, but it did yesterday. So I couldn't believe I was actually back on the air in my old hometown yesterday. It was really cool. So people who live in the western half of North Carolina, they can hear us now. Tell them they've got great talk radio. Tell them to tune in for us and help spread the word. It's probably going to take another year and a half to really get that word out there and people stumbling upon us. And what is this? And wait, I was tuning in for the music. Where did that go? What is talk radio? A lot of people don't, believe it or not, don't know what talk radio is. I meet so many people, particularly conservative women. I don't know why women. And they'll tell me, oh, yeah. I'm conservative. Oh, do you listen to talk radio? What's that? So I still think there's this huge untapped market for women to pull women into this. For some reason, men seem to be better at finding us. But there's a lot of women out there. So many of my kids, friends, parents, moms who are like-minded and have no idea what talk is. So you need to spread the word. And most of the women who end up here listening to us end up here like I did. I'd never heard of talk radio, and my husband, who was at the time my boyfriend, insisted that I listen so that we had something to talk about. Because this was such a, this talk radio was such a big part of his life that he couldn't imagine not talking about it with, you know, with me. And I was not into it, but took him a while to get me, a couple months to get me to tune in. And then I thought, well, you know, I'll just listen for 7 minutes and I'm done with this. I'm not interested. And as soon as I turned it on, one segment of Rush Limbaugh, I was home. This was it. This was it for me. So I've told the story many times, Lee. My husband gets a kick out of the fact that I'm on talk radio now. Yep. And he couldn't get me to listen to it for months.
Yeah, well.
So that's kind of my evolution. That's how a lot of women, they'll say, you know, my son, my husband, whoever introduced me, now I'm hooked. And then our women end up being the, like, the biggest, you know, most rah-rah supporters of the brand and of all of it. So I'm super excited to be here this morning and a part of this. Okay, so... so much stuff going on here. I don't even know where to begin. I'm going to start with the biggest news today, which is almost never what it should be. And yes, we're going to get into all the new stuff that came out about Nashville overnight. A lot of it very disturbing and kind of how it's indicating where this country is going. But I want to get to something else first. There is a bill in Congress right now. And let me tell you what this bill is. It is not aptly named. It is the Ban TikTok bill, except it doesn't ban TikTok. No, it bans Twitter and would put Elon Musk in prison. Let that sink in.
Why am I not surprised?
Let that sink in. Oh, sponsored by the Democrats?
Well, that, like I said, why am I not surprised?
No. This is a bipartisan effort.
Oh, bipartisan. Okay, so they've got some rhinos to vote for it too, huh?
I'm beginning to think that these Republicans just want their base to shut up. I'm beginning to think there are a lot of them like that, and well, they play games. Because I just can't understand this any other way. This is the big TikTok bill, right? The one everybody's talking about. TikTok is bad. TikTok is really bad. And we've documented that using the Forbes investigation on it. Literally, the Chinese Communist Party's media arm, the very same media arm that puts out the propaganda that the Chinese people must partake in, creates the news on TikTok. It is registered as a foreign agent with the federal government. I've told you all of this. It is a source, Lee, I think, of billions of dollars of contributions to the Democrats. I don't know why the FEC is not all over this, because their news, and you can see me using air quotes on Rumble, their news is just vote for Democrats, Marxism is good, vote for Democrats, hate America, Marxism is good, vote for Democrats. And they did specific videos in different races that were viewed tens of millions of times. They are turning an entire generation against America, against freedom, against free speech, and against Republicans. That is a massive multi-billion-dollar donation to the Democrats, right? So I was kind of like, why would the Democrats want to ban that? And that's why I haven't talked a lot about it. I couldn't figure it out. What are they? Oh, okay. The bill doesn't ban TikTok. What does it do? Well, what it does is terrifying. What it says is that if you engage in a relationship of any kind with a foreign adversary, including passing on information that that foreign adversary would like passed on, you're guilty. Well, what's a foreign adversary? Oh, the Biden administration gets to define that after the legislation passes. The Director of National Intelligence and the Commerce Secretary. So they define what a foreign adversary is. Mm-hmm. And what happens if you collude in any way with a foreign adversary, including passing on information? And what is that? Lee, come on, you already know. We know information would be anything that makes the Democrats look bad.
Anything that goes against their narrative.
Yeah, that must have come from Russia. Somebody in Russia said it on Twitter. So if you say, you can't say it. Okay, well, what happens then? Any acquisition, importation, transfer, installation, dealing in or use of information And communications technology product or service, including ongoing activities, and I know this is boring, but stick with me because it's going to drop your jaw. That will give the federal government the right to use, listen to this, any mitigation measure they decide on after the bill passes to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person, property, subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. What does this mean? We think it's Russian propaganda. We said so. We define it. We take you out.
So this amounts to those in favor of this dancing on the grave of the First Amendment.
Oh, it's absolutely over at that point.
Well, it's already been over. The First Amendment's gone.
But it still exists on Twitter, and it exists on Gab, and it exists on Getter, and they can't stand it. So what are we talking about with respect to any property subject? Okay, let me break it down very simply. Oh, by the way, this carries a prison penalty of up to 20 years. They get to define the crime. You don't get to find out till you're guilty of it. Oh, and the crime could have been committed before the passage of the legislation, during or after. So they're going to go back through your speech. So what does this mean? Can they censor you? Yes. Can they wipe your account right off of Twitter? Yes. But it's bigger than that. They can wipe out Twitter. Not only can they wipe out Twitter, they can put Elon Musk in prison. They can put Jason Miller in prison for the crime of running Getter. They can put Andrew Torba in prison for the crime of running Gab. Bipartisan support. I mean, my God, with the Republicans trying to shut me down, I don't even have time for the Democrats. Watch this, folks. If this passes the House, you go through every Republican who voted for it. They are every bit as much your enemy as any Democrat ever was, and anybody in the Chinese Communist Party ever was, because this is that stuff. I'll have more details on this on the other side. This is the TikTok ban bill. By the way, Lee, the only thing it doesn't ban is TikTok.
Well, of course, just like the Inflation Reduction Act does neither.
Yeah, no, well, that actually would lead to more inflation. But yes, this is... But you know what this shows you, Lee? Whether this passes or not, and we get it in time to stop it, it shows you where they're going. They will not rest, including John Thune, the Republican Party, who co-sponsored this. Traitor to his country. You're a traitor to your country at this point. You're not honoring your oath of office.
Right.
You should be investigated, quite frankly. But there's no one to investigate you because they're all traitors, too. But, I mean, you do this as a Republican, you're not a Republican. You're not one of us. You're the enemy. I mean, there's no other way to put this. That's how bad this is. I don't know how these people think they're going to be allowed to campaign. I mean, all they'll do is what they've already done to DeSantis and Trump, say they're repeating Russian talking points, and guess what's gone? Your campaign is gone from online. It's gone from Google. It's gone from Gab. It's gone from America. You're going to have to mail in the mail if they even let you do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Well, it couldn't be clearer. The Democrats have joined with the Republicans to take out Twitter. This is the take out Twitter and jail Elon Musk bill, because that is exactly what will happen if it passes. We can't say it's the Democrats. It's co-sponsored by Senator John Thune. And they're telling you it's the TikTok ban bill, but the only thing that doesn't get banned is TikTok. Because, of course, the Chinese own our leaders, and they always win. So what does get banned? Twitter. You. They'll get Gab and Getter with this. And it makes sense. They need to come up with a final solution for speech. And that's what this is. This is the final solution. The fact that they would sponsor this and lie to you tells me everything I need to know. It is much worse than I thought. And the only one talking about it is Tucker Carlson, all the other idiots on TV, including on Fox, are like, well, maybe we should ban TikTok. Read the bill, morons. It doesn't ban TikTok. The only thing it doesn't ban is TikTok. Well, I don't know, Martha. Here's how this horror show would work. This is a horror show. This is us becoming communist Chinese right here. Here's what it does. It protects the children from foreign adversaries. If you are acting in the interest of a foreign adversary, the federal government can take any mitigation measure it chooses to shut you down, including up to 20 years in prison. Well, the bill defines acting in the interest of a foreign adversary, right? No, it doesn't. It lets the Commerce Secretary and the Director of National Intelligence define that. You know what that's going to be? Me, you, anyone who opposes the FBI, the CIA, the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, and of course, anything the Democrats are lying about at the moment. That's who that's going to be. So they define a foreign adversary, and then they get to choose the punishment. The only punishment laid out so far is up to 20 years in prison. But they can choose a variety of mitigation measures that they'll just make up after the bill. That's up to them. Up to who? Biden administration, Secretary of Commerce, and the DNI. It can be applied on social media to current, past, or future transactions. So if I tweeted something like, hey, maybe we shouldn't go to war with Russia because we're broke. Bam, Russian propaganda. There goes my Twitter account. See how this works? Now, who let me do that, commit that horrific act of trafficking information on behalf of a foreign adversary? Ooh, that was Elon Musk. He's going to need to go to prison. But it was before the bill passed. Doesn't matter. It's retroactive. This is like something out of, it's 84. It's 1984. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. Wide open. So we should just really call this what it is. Imprison Elon Musk and shut down Twitter. And this is great because they haven't figured out how to get their nasty little fingers, all those FBI agents who censor you, as we now know from the Twitter files, they haven't figured out how to get their nasty little fingers on you people on Getter and Gab. This is how. They don't even bother with individual censorship. They shut the whole thing down. Yeah, Russian propaganda. This will also allow the Democrats to leave TikTok up and running so that literally the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda arm, which is registered with the federal government as a provider of news on TikTok, and is. Well, folks, we have an entire generation of kids growing up under Chinese propaganda on TikTok. They don't even need to move to China. This is why we have 163% increase in suicide attempts for which hospitalization is recovered. This is the highest ever. They're doing this with the propaganda. So this is the Democrats and the Republicans trying to figure out, how can we get billions of dollars of illegal campaign contributions from the Chinese communists and leave them in place on TikTok, but take out Elon Musk? And that is why they give it to the Secretary of Commerce and the Director of National Intelligence to decide what a crime is. What is foreign colluding with a foreign adversary? How bad is this? As usual, the only person that's got that figured out is Tucker Carlson. And he is not wrong about this. This is just absolutely horrific. And I had it right in front of me a second ago, and now it's gone. Here we go. Yeah, on the TikTok bill and how it would change this country forever, because it would utterly eliminate free speech. Gone.
So you would be allowing the executive branch, the Biden administration, to regulate speech on the internet. And if you are somehow involved with a, quote, foreign adversary, or let's say you oppose the war against Russia, you go to prison for 20 years. So this isn't about banning TikTok. This is about introducing flat-out totalitarianism into our system. Now, just because TikTok is so unappealing, just because it's a creepy, low-IQ Chinese plot designed to make our kids trans, and it is, that does not mean that the people trying to ban TikTok have your interests in mind. Oh, it definitely doesn't, or America's. Keep in mind, these are exactly the same people who drained our strategic petroleum reserve and, in fact, promote China at every turn. Now they're telling you they're against China. They're not. This is not an effort to push back against China. It's part of a strategy to make America much more like China, with the government in charge of what you read and see, and with terrifying punitive powers at their fingertips.
Co-sponsored by Republicans John Thune. You know who else? The guy who plays a Republican on TV, Josh Hawley. Yep, he wants you silenced in time for the next election, and probably jailed. This is how they're finally going to get Elon Musk in prison. Sit back and watch and see if this passes. Let's see what they do with this. Have you noticed they want to talk about everything else on the Hill but this? Have you noticed how weird it was? So this is what hit. This is why I didn't really talk a lot about this bill, because you had all these Democrats frothing at the mouth to ban TikTok, to pass this bill. And I was like, why do Democrats want to ban an app that is giving them literally billions of dollars of illegal free campaign donations in violation of federal law and all FEC practices? Why would they want to ban that? Because it's a sleight of hand. They're banning you, me. You know what else is going to go? This Rumble broadcast you're watching right now, that's gone. That's absolutely gone. No, because I mean, Rumble's gone too. Rumble's got to go. BitChute has to go too. So does Brighteon. All those days. It's a problem because they're getting so popular. I mean, when you watch The Truth About the Vaccine do over 10 million views, unique views on Rumble, it's got to go. We can't have this. When they tell you how they really feel, you should listen. And they are. Trans activists have identified what caused the Nashville left-wing terror attack. You want to know what the problem was? Guns? Yeah, they already told us that. That was the first problem. The problem, though, is religious schools. That they need to be eliminated. Because nobody would have had to die if there weren't religious schools. So we're going to have to go to work on those. That's what they've taken from this. Headline. By the way, to find all this out, you got to go to the UK Daily Mail. See what's going on in America. As we do every day. It's my first stop. Since they won't tell you here. Headline. Trans activists slam radical religious schools in response to Nashville mass shooting in which 3 9-year-olds were killed. Eli Ehrlich, an internationally known trans activist, said, without evidence, quote, it's clear the Nashville Covenant School is a right-wing institution in which Aubrey Hale and many others were abused. And the evidence for that is zero. Veronica Nicotine Ripley, another trans activist, reposted Ehrlich's tweet and slammed conservatives' love affair for Christianity. See, you know what, look. We wouldn't get angry and have to hurt or kill you if you would just go along. Folks, and this is the message. Campus after campus after campus. We wouldn't have to be violent if you would just shut up and agree with us. Now we have the governor of Virginia. This is what happens when our Republican leaders not only tolerate, but as we're seeing in the TikTok bill, glom on with the Democrats in an attempt to end free speech. They begin to think that if they have to see or hear free speech, they have a right to beat you. They have a right to get violent. Josh Hawley, the senator, demanding an investigation by the FBI into the Trans Day of Vengeance, By the way, the Virginia Tran Organization, but this is incredible. Do you realize the Trans Day of Vengeance was scheduled for March 31st and April 1st? Do you know what they were raising money for? Firearms. To do what? To stop the supposed trans genocide that is not actually a thing. Notice how when they say they want to stop the trans genocide, they can't even actually say who was killed. They have no names because nobody was. The most celebrated, beloved, protected people in our society are transgender activists right now. And they went wild yesterday, as they'd been going wild for weeks. Calling for violence, get this. I am looking at, if you want to see it, go to my Twitter account. I am looking at the original tweets right now. The Trans Day of Vengeance tweets, which are unbelievable. Calling for violence, calling for vengeance, not violence. Vengeance. Not just in general, but specifically in Nashville. Okay. If this was a pro-Trump group and a lunatic had murdered 3 9-year-olds and 3 supervisors, the doors of this organization would have been kicked in live on television, as they should be. And we'd be all for it. I'd be all for it. The account would not still be tweeting, indicating a living human being is still behind it and free. You and I both know this is how it would go. They would find a law to incarcerate these people. Something they could put them away with for a little while so they'd have to bond out. They would have these accounts taken down. They're still up, by the way, on Twitter and all these other places. The FBI would turn heaven and earth to get these people. Instead, they're still out there advocating vengeance. Advocating vengeance. Yesterday's Battleground podcast, I documented all of the violent attacks by trans people, the terror attacks that we have had, and there are many. The most recent of them was a dude in a skirt in Highland Park. We documented this yesterday, and I documented it exhaustively at the time and replayed some of that yesterday for you in the Battleground podcast. It was epic. You definitely want to get that, and I go into detail with that. They passed him off as a Trump supporter. Weirdest thing I've ever heard is for a Trump supporter to go to a July 4th parade to shoot people in Chicago after Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, issued a, quote, call to arms, unquote, to LGBTQ and trans people to get violent. She wrote it. She tweeted it. And at the time, and we don't say the names of the people who do this. We don't give them the fame they crave. He put on a dress. He got a gun. And he killed right-wing patriotic Americans. Because there aren't going to be any left-wingers at a 4th of July parade. They hate their country. That's not happening. It's one place you could go in the Chicago area to know you were finding right-wingers. He killed 7 of them. How do we know he was non-binary or transgender? Easy. His social media posts. Now, the police tried to say, well, he just put on a skirt to blend in so no one would notice. That's why he did it. That's a lie. See, because if I couldn't find him in a dress anywhere else, then okay, maybe. But he likes to dress as a little girl. Dyed his hair pink, wore pigtails, women's clothing, all over his social media. When he wasn't dressed in black block, and showing off his Antifa tattoo. We were told he was a Trump supporter. So this is actually the second trans terror attack in 8 months that we've had. The second. Not the first. The second. Right now, the transgender community is in a frothing rage, saying that releasing Audrey Hale's manifesto would be an act of prejudice and hate. It raises major concerns. They said, we can't be allowed to see that. Why? Because they got an idea what's in it. Audrey Hale, let's just process this for a minute. This is, you know what? This is an absolute sign of where our society is. Do you know why Audrey Hale was mad? We actually know. UK Daily Mail, y'all. You got to read this. She'd come out to her parents as gay and transgender. And her parents said, you cannot wear male clothes in the house. We don't accept that. Wait. That's why she killed three kids and three supervisors. Yeah, she's mad. She was having an adult tantrum. Wait a minute. How old is Audrey Hale again? 28? And she lives at home. She had plans not only to kill these kids and innocent people, but her parents in one big temper tantrum. Because mommy and daddy wouldn't let her wear what she wanted around her own parents' home. And she was how old again? 13? No, 28. You're living at home at 28 and you have a big temper tantrum at a Christian school where you kill Christian kids and Christian administrators because mommy and daddy won't let you dress the way that you want in your house, and you're 28 in their house where you live, and you're 28. Notice what else is missing here? Employment. No place of employment. She was living at home. This was a social media fostered adult temper tantrum. That's what this was. Egged on by calls to violence from the trans community, which is exactly why they're going to make sure we don't see that manifesto till we forget about this and they can bury it on the back page. And it's exactly why the FBI will never go looking into this group, the Trans Day of Vengeance folks. This is supposed to be a parenting game changer. What do you think about this? This is Fox News. Parents are swearing by this. We'll see. Family game changer. Why moms and dads are turning to a viral 5-second parenting tip. They say helps calm a child right down and see it your way. Oh, where has this been all my life? Okay, well, what is it? Dr. Becky Kennedy is a Manhattan-based clinical psychologist, mom of three, over 1.7 million Instagram followers. She's called the child charmer, or child whisperer, excuse me. People swear by it. So what are you supposed to say before you deliver the inevitable boom? You can't, you won't, you must. You can't play, you must do your homework. No, you can't eat what you want. Preface it with, I want to know what y'all think about that. I'm going to try this for the heck of it. Preface it with, it can be really hard to be a kid, right? See, my theory is, it doesn't actually matter what you say. It can be really hard to be a kid, right? Sure. As long as you finish the sentence with no, the one word that hurts a parent's most to say. It does. It hurts him to say it. My parents used to say that, and I used to roll my eyes. Oh, come on. They say, no, it's hard. The hardest thing for us to do is to say no to you. And I'm like, whatever, you do it all the time. It can't be that hard. But they were right. It's hard. Yes, it's so much easier. Yes, you can get on TikTok. Yes, you can get all your news from Chinese propaganda, arm of the Communist Party. No, totally watch those TikTok videos again. No. No is the hardest word to say. I'm going to try this. Look, it can be really hard to be a kid. I get it, but you can't have any ice cream. You don't want to be fat, do you? It can be really hard to be a kid. And I know that you can see the other kids outside playing, but you can't go right now. It's after 7 o'clock. I know it can be really hard to be a kid and have to be told everything you got to do, but have you finished your homework? No? Okay. Sit down and do your homework. See, that's what I don't wonder here. Anyway, but acknowledging that, yeah, it can be hard to be a kid. Not your whole life is controlled for you. They had to try marriage. You are connecting to a reality that very few adults can name for kids, she said. It helps children be seen and heard, and ultimately will improve their behavior. See, that's the part I don't get. Does she say at the end of this, well, okay, but then say what you were going to say before? You just say that, because if you walk around going, hey, it could be really hard to be a kid, they'll be like, yeah, I know. I want to swing from the chandelier. Can I try it, Mom? No. But she says connection and empathy are beneficial when parenting a young child. All right, I have seen some evidence of that. What can it hurt? As long as whatever you say, and I love you, I think is the most important thing. Followed by, I'm proud of you, and a genuine listing of what you're proud of. I actually learned this from one of my kids' sports clubs. They send out regular emails reminding parents, no matter what happens, no matter what goes down, however hard it is, tell them you are proud of them and genuinely be proud. Find the thing to be proud about. And I started doing that with one of my kids, and it's becoming more of a habit. It's so easy because you have to say no so much to be a good parent, because everything they want to do is just like bonkers. And that's how they're wired, all of them. They come out of the womb that way. You know, it's good as parents to think, hey, you know what? I'm really proud of that thing you did. And I'm going to tell you that. I want to praise the good. Because when you have to say no so many times a day, that is a negative. So, I don't know. I'll try it. There is a lot of things my kids do that make me very proud of them. And when I got those emails, I was kind of like, you know what? I think it, but I don't say it. So I've been disciplining myself to say, hey, but you know what? You did fantastic at that thing. So proud of you. So I try to say that every day too, along with no, no, no. Are you crazy? No, no, no. Put that down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.